This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening, my friend. Welcome to high school basketball on a Monday night. In fact, it's a high school basketball, girls basketball doubleheader. I'm Terry Toad, coming to you from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Game one of our girls doubleheader tonight. The Purple Panthers of Litchfield entertain the Pena Panthers. A matchup of two of the teams expected to do very well in the South Central East Conference this year. Game number two of our doubleheader tonight. We'll have the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers entertain the Lady Birds of Southwestern High School. Tim Mize will have a call of that game coming up immediately following the broadcast of this contest this evening. Well, the Pena Lady Panthers come in with a record of 7 wins and 1 loss on the season. Litchfield is 6-0. We'll take our first break. We'll come back with more from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School right after these messages.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
J.F. Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Drs. Alan Childs and Arthur Curl in Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanchilds.com.
Hi, this is Big Edward Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. The Battle of the Panthers here this evening as the Purple Panthers of Litchfield entertain the Pena Panthers in girls high school basketball. Between these two teams, 13 wins and one loss. It's been a terrific start for both of these ball clubs. If you take a look at the schedule, though, the Pena Lady Panthers have really battled some impressive teams here in the early going. They hosted their own Thanksgiving tournament where they had some bigger schools involved. And, of course, last week they went to Tautopolis and defeated the Lady Shoes at T-Town. First time that in school history, I believe, that Pena has ever beaten Tautopolis. The Purple Panthers of Litchfield off to a roaring start here with some big-time scoring and an up-tempo pace for their ball club, but they will be without their leading scorer tonight. As Kelsey Going, who's been averaging about 24 points and 9 rebounds a game through the first 6 games of the season, will not be dressed tonight. She suffered an injury and is out for at least the rest of this week for Coach Bob Allen and the Lady Panthers of Litchfield. So Tori Sisson will get a chance to start tonight for the Purple Panthers, and we'll go over the entire starting lineup for you coming up here in just a few minutes. In games earlier tonight, and this is one of these interesting nights where they not only had the junior varsity game before the varsity game tonight, but they also had a freshman game earlier tonight. In the freshman game earlier tonight, Pena defeated Litchfield 54-41. In the JV game completed just a few moments ago, Litchfield beat Pena 44-34 as we get ready for the Pena-Litchfield girls varsity matchup here this evening. Boy, we've got a busy week of high school basketball for you here on WSMI FM 106, along with Fighting Illini basketball. We'll tell you more about that, but let's take another break. We'll come back with more from Litchfield High School right after these messages.
Now's the perfect time to make a few home improvements. Bank and Trust Company can help you with a home equity line of credit. It's as easy to use as writing a check, and it provides you with the funds you need to get your home exactly where you want it. Questions? Just call Bank and Trust Company at 324-3935. Member FDIC.
At Weston Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At West End, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at West End Food Mart in Raymond.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or Dura Supreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield.
High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Wide Variety Store in Coffeen. Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie. Harpole and White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro. And by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville. America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Back at Litchfield High School, prior to the Litchfield Pena girls basketball game tonight. Coming up after this broadcast, Southwestern at Carlinville here on FM 106 and on the internet at WSMIRadio.com through the facilities of our friends at Network One Sports. Tomorrow night here on FM 106, a boys doubleheader for you as Litchfield will be at Southwestern. Hillsboro at Lincolnwood. Our coverage begins at 7:30 tomorrow night here on FM 106. And Wednesday night, it's back to Fighting Illini basketball as the Illini entertain Oakland. That pregame coverage gets underway at 6:30 on WSMI FM 106. And then Friday night, it's going to be another Pena-Litchfield matchup. This time, it'll be the boys as Pena takes on Litchfield. Pawnee will be at North Mac, our first chance to see the North Mac Panthers this year. That's coming up Friday night. And again, our coverage begins at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. And of course, for a broadcast schedule of all of our games and for broadcast, our podcast of our broadcast, which you can listen to or download for absolutely no cost, just go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. Well, the Purple Panthers out on the floor along with the Pena Lady Panthers. Purple Panthers in their home white uniforms trimmed out in the deep dark purple. The Pena Lady Panthers in the road orange uniforms trimmed out in the white and the blue. Pretty good crowd for this Monday evening. This is a pretty big matchup here between Pena and Litchfield early on in this 2010-2011 campaign. As Litchfield comes in undefeated, 6-0. Pena is 7-1. We anticipate a pretty good matchup tonight, although Coach Bob Allen was a bit concerned not having his 24-point scorer, Kelsey Going, in the lineup tonight. She was injured and suffered a mild concussion, apparently, and has been cleared, but still has to stay out of action for about a week, according to the latest medical ruling by, I guess, the Illinois High School Association. So Kelsey is doing all right, and she'll be back in action soon enough, but it won't be any help tonight against the Pena Panthers as far as the Litchfield Purple Panthers are concerned. Very quickly, our starting lineups for The Pena Lady Panthers, coached by Jay Arbidurs, again a 7-1 record. Allie Schoonover, a 5'7 sophomore. Jessica Etter, a 5'5 senior. Charlie Lett, a 5'7 sophomore. Nadine Vaughn, a 5'8 sophomore. And Allison Allen, a 5'11 senior. Schoonover, Etter, Lett, Vaughn, and Allen for Pena. For Coach Bob Allen's Litchfield Lady Panthers, Rachel Yeager, a 5'6 senior. Whitney Anglin, a 5'6 junior. Morgan Painter, a 5'7 senior. Shelby Smith, a 5'10 junior. And Tori Sisson, a 5'9 junior. So it's Yeager, Anglin, Painter, Smith, and Sisson for Litchfield. The tip is coming up. Litchfield hosts Painter. Back with more from Simmons Gymnasium right after these messages.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois. Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at DrummondLawLLC.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Hi, this is Big Edward Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnival. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnival.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, a couple of things you're going to hear us talk about tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Of course, we'll have a big bunch of high school basketball scores for you. But the Cardinals have signed Lance Berkman, a former Houston Astro and a guy who was traded to the Yankees late in the season last year. Cardinals have signed Lance Berkman to a one-year, $8 million deal. And, of course, the Fighting Illini football team will take on the Baylor Bears coming up on Wednesday, the 29th of December, their first postseason bowl game in several seasons. And we'll talk about that tomorrow morning at 7:30 on WSMI Spotlight on Sports. Very quickly, our starters again for Pena. Allie Schoonover, a 5'7 sophomore. Jessica Etter, a 5'5 senior. Charlie Lett, a 5'7 sophomore. Nadine Vaughn, a 5'8 sophomore. And Allison Allen, a 5'11 senior. Two seniors and three sophomores starting with J.R. Badouris, the head coach of the Pena Lady Panthers. Rachel Yeager, a 5'6 senior. Whitney Anglin, a 5'6 junior. Morgan Painter, a 5'7 senior. Shelby Smith, a 5'10 junior. Shelby's probably going to have to help pick up some of the scoring load tonight, along with Tori Sisson, a 5'9 junior, as Kelsey Going, the 6-foot junior, not in the lineup tonight, out with an injury. So Tori Sisson getting the start tonight for the Purple Panthers of Litchfield. Pretty good crowd on hand this evening for this matchup, as we rather suspected, as the Pena Lady Panthers first to break the huddle. Litchfield getting some last-minute instructions from Coach Bob Allen, who has a big grin on his face as he breaks the huddle. Lady Panthers of Litchfield will be going from our right to our left here in this first half of play from our vantage point here at Simmons Gymnasium. And jumping center will be Allison Allen, one of the finest girls basketball players in the area. You have to include her in there with Kelsey Going, amongst others, in a quick opening tip, and the Pena Lady Panthers take it right down the floor, and Allie Schoonover banks it off the glass and in, and it's a very quick 2-0 lead for Pena. And here come the Lady Panthers of Litchfield. We're 12 seconds into the opening quarter. Along the sideline, Shelby Smith going to pop the three ball off the backboard. No good. The putback is no good by Morgan Painter. But Morgan will be at the charity stripe to shoot two. As the foul against Painter will go against Etter. Jessica Etter, the 5'5 senior. That's her first, team's first. So Morgan Painter to shoot two for the Lady Panthers of Litchfield. The first one is around and out, no good. So it stays a 2-0 lead for Painter. As Litchfield's Morgan Painter, the 5'7 senior, at the line. Next toss is around and out, no good. Picked up off the floor by Allison Allen. She'll give the ball off to Charlie Lett. Top of the key, around to the right side. Off to Etter. Back to Lett in the right corner. Bounce pass it deeper into the corner to Nadine Vaughn. A skip pass out front. They swing it around to the left side. Try to go back door to Charlie Lett and throw it out of bounds. Turnover number one for Payton tonight. Right idea, just not a very good execution of the play that time. They tried to get Lett open on the baseline. Litchfield with the basketball, down 2-0. 7:15 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a pass knocked away out front. A big scramble right inside the center jump circle. And a jump ball called, and this one's going to belong to Litchfield. As Whitney Anglin got into some trouble there at midcourt. And she ran into about two or three orange shirts. Ball comes into Painter, who will now bring it into the front court for Litchfield. Down into the right corner. Dumps it back out at the elbow. They try to go underneath for Sisson, but Torrey was upended. And wasn't there for the pass. First turnover by Litchfield. Here's Charlie Lett, top of the key for Painter. Off to the wing to Jessica Etter. A skip pass back to the right corner. And off to Schoonover. Back to Lett. Back around to the left corner for Etter for three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Shelby Smith of Litchfield. A 2-0 Tana lead. And now a steal almost at midcourt. And Shelby Smith is tied up in there. But a nice defensive play by Nadine Vaughn. And that's going to force the turnover. So the Panthers of Litchfield will give it up to the Panthers of Tana. A 2-0 Tana lead. 6:37 to go here in the opening quarter. A 2-3 zone by Litchfield. Here's Lett. Around to the right side, off to Etter, back to Lett in the corner. Now they go deep into the right corner to Nadine Vaughn. A skip pass back across to Schoonover. Back out front to Etter. Now back to Charlie Lett. Takes the three from the right corner. Couple of dribbles. Into the right corner again to Nadine Vaughn. Back out to the point it comes to Etter. Off to the left side. Now back to the right side to Lett. She drives in. Has her pocket picked by Shelby Smith. Gets the ball out to Morgan Painter into the front court. Morgan open for the tray. No good. And the ball is off the basket support, off the guide wire, and out of bounds, so it'll belong to Painter. 5:59 to go in the opening quarter. Painter 2, Litchfield nothing. Painter with the basketball as the 5'7 sophomore, Charlie Lett, into the front court. Off to Schoonover. Allie flips the ball into the left corner to Lett. Back to Schoonover at the point. Now she looks deep into the left corner. So Allison Allen back to the right side. Baseline jumper, no good by Jessica Etter. Allen got the rebound, lost it out of bounds. Now they say Allison was the last to touch it. And it'll belong to Litchfield. Litchfield with the basketball, down 2-0. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Yeager quickly into the front court. Rachel back out to Whitney Anglin. Painter's in a man-to-man defense. Round to Painter. Gives back to the top of the key. Off to Anglin. Drives in the lane. Has her pocket picked. And here comes Painter. That is Etter with it. Goes back door. Schoonover the layup. Good. Allie Schoonover with all four Painter points and a 4-0 lead. 5 minutes to go first quarter. Shelby Smith into the front court. Off to Rachel Yeager. Drives the baseline. Lays it up. No good. Sisson tipped it out but couldn't control it. Charlie Lett picks it up for Paina. Here comes Paina. Etter, right side. Back to Lett at the point. Around to Schoonover on the left wing. Free throw line extended. Deep into the corner to Charlie Lett on the left side. To the edge of the lane in the low block. Now back door. They go underneath to Nadine Vaughn. No good. The putback good by Schoonover. And Schoonover's had the hot hand here in the early going. Paina with a 6-0 lead. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Here comes Litchfield. Back door down to Sisson. Torrey dumps it back out to Yeager. Rachel for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Allison Allen. Allen gives it off to Lett. Quickly into the front court for Paina. Charlie down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to be a foul now on Nadine Vaughn, I think, for coming over the back of one of the Purple Panthers. And Nadine will get her first personal, second team foul. Here comes Shayla Grossenheider in for Litchfield, a 5'11 junior. I think Torrey Sisson is out. And Pena made a substitution as well as Ashley Funneman, a 5'8 senior, is in. Meanwhile, Painter pops a three from out front for Litchfield. No good. Rebound by Pena. Let gives it off to Schoonover. Alley double team. Back out front to Vaughn. Around to the left side of three. Good by Ashley Funneman. She had plenty of time to get her feet set, lined it up, and nailed it. 9-0, the Pena lead. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Shelby Smith off to Rachel Yeager. Off for hands and out of bounds. Turnover number four by Litchfield. Pena gets the ball back with about 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lett swings it around to Funneman. Back to Lett in the right corner. Down the lane goes Allen. Allison lays it up. No good. Painter tries to save it. She does, right into the hands of Litchfield's Whitney Anglin. Whitney into the front court on the dribble out front. Out to Yeager. Yeager near the left elbow. Gives it back out front. Around to the right side to Painter. Underneath to Shelby Smith. Back door to Shayla Grossenheider. Off Shayla's hands. Out of bounds. Turnover number five. And off the bench, Stephanie Luttrell, a 5'6 senior. Also, Taylor Niehaus, a 5'6 sophomore. Also in, Alyssa Waddington, a 5'11 junior. Alyssa played a lot of the JV game tonight. Nadine Vaughn goes to the bench for Pena, looks like. So here's Pena with the ball, a 9-0 lead, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Schoonover into the corner to left. Charlie left, deep into the corner for Waddington. A cross-court pass intercepted by Shelby Smith. Shelby in for the layup, and the Purple Panthers get on the board. Shelby Smith with her first bucket tonight and a 9-2 ball game. Pena with the lead, the ball and 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. Litchfield in a 2-3 zone. Around to the right side to Funneman. Deep into the corner to Charlie Lett. She'll bring it back out on the perimeter. Pass to the left corner off to Schoonover. Back out front. Now Lett pops the three. It's short. Battle for it. Allison Allen with it. Underneath, they try to get to Waddington. Picked up by Shelby Smith. An outlet pass picked up by Rachel Yeager. Back out to Shelby Smith at the top of the key. Around to the near side. Now down low to Grossenheider. But the pass was high from Stephanie Luttrell. And off of Shayla's hands, out of bounds. Turnover number six by Litchfield. A 9-2 Pena lead. 2:11 to go in the opening quarter. Pena gets the basketball back. As Charlie Lett will bring it into the front court. Around to Schoonover. Left side of the key. Into the left corner. Good ball movement here in the early going by Pena. They've been zipping the ball around this 2-3 Litchfield zone defense. Funneman back out front to Schoonover. Alley down the left side of the lane. Gets shut down there. Here's Funneman out front. Back to Schoonover. Takes a look at the basket. Drives in. Gives it back out to Waddington. Here's a three ball from Waddington. No good. And a good job of blocking out by Shelby Smith. And she gets the rebound. 100 seconds to go, first quarter. Smith with the ball. Underneath Grossenheider. Layup. Good! Taylor Grossenheider on a nice pass from Shelby Smith. And that makes it a 9-4 ball game. So the Purple Panthers cut the Pena lead down to 5. Pena with the lead. The ball in 82 seconds to go, first quarter. Into the corner. Here's Charlie Lett for Pena. Dribbles the ball back out to the top of the key. Around to the right side to Funneman. Winds up for the three ball, air ball. Out of bounds, going to belong to Litchfield. Here comes Whitney Anglin back in for Litchfield, replacing Rachel Yeager. Schoonover out, Waddington out. Looks like Jessica Harvard, a 5'8 senior, is in for Pena. And Etter re-enters the lineup for Pena. Shelby Smith for Litchfield drives the base. Taylor Grossenheider with 4 points. Cuts the Pena lead to 3. 9-6, Pena with the lead. The ball in 51 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now a bad pass knocked away, but it's picked up by Funneman, who pops the three ball for Pena. No good. Knocked out of bounds on the battle for the rebound. Off the hands of Stephanie Luttrell. Out of bounds. It's going to be Pena's ball on the baseline. Charlie Lett, the trigger man, into the corner to Etter with 40 seconds to go. Skip pass to Funneman. Funneman passed up the three that time. Now a pass back across. Knocked away! Knocked away by Litchfield's Anglin. Whitney had trouble with it, though, as the ball was rolling into the backcourt. And now a big tie-up underneath the Litchfield basket is going to be a held ball, and it'll belong to Litchfield on the baseline. Here comes Morgan Painter back in for Litchfield. She's going to replace Stephanie Luttrell. A 9-6 lead for Pena. Litchfield to get the ball with a half minute to play in the opening quarter. Into Niehaus. They give it back to Painter, but the ball knocked out of bounds by Pena. Morgan Painter will inbound the ball in front of the stage area. Gives it to Shelby Smith. Shelby back out front to Taylor Niehaus. Back to Painter, 19 seconds to go. Backdoor pass to Rosenheider, knocked out of bounds by Charlie Lett of Pena. So with 16 seconds to go, Litchfield gets it on their baseline. Purple Panthers are trailing by 3-9-6 here in the early going. The ball comes into Shelby Smith. Left side, tries to feed into the lane. The ball knocked away. Smith gets it back, goes in for the running layup, gets it! Shelby Smith made lemonade out of a lemon. And it's a 9-8 ball game. Pena with the lead. The ball, a long three at the buzzer. No good. And after 8 minutes of play, after getting down 9-0, the Litchfield Purple Panthers have battled back to make a game of it. After the first quarter of play, it's Pena 9, Litchfield 8. Back with more in 60 seconds.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
Madison Communications is spreading the cheer this holiday season with free activations on all new services added now through December 21st. And when you add Madison's new digital phone service, you can also receive free custom installation plus free equipment. Keep your same phone number and enjoy unlimited local and long distance calling. To order, call 1-800-422-4848.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse Geocomfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a Geocomfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a Geocomfort system. Live comfortably.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Allison Allen with the ball down in the low block for Pena as we begin the second quarter. Knocked away. Panthers steal it. Litchfield's Rachel Yeager in for the layup, and she missed it. And the rebound pulled down by Pena. Here's Jessica Etter into the front court. Funneman winds up for the three from the corner and gets it. Ashley Funneman with her second tray of the night and a 12-8 lead for Pena. We're just underway in the second quarter. Litchfield with the basketball. Litchfield got down 9-0. Battled back to make it 9-8. After one quarter of play, they now trail 12-8. Out front with a Tori Sisson for Litchfield. Back across to Shelby Smith. Smith working against that man-to-man defense. The ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Litchfield. Coming up in game number two tonight here on FM 106, Southwestern at Carlinville. Tim Mize will have the call there. Tom Williams producing our broadcast tonight at our WSMI studios. Here's Shelby Smith going high-low down on the baseline. Down to Whitney Anglin. Anglin had trouble with it, comes back out front. And now Rachel Yeager is fouled right along the sideline by Jessica Etter. That's Etter's second, team's third. Out of bounds for Litchfield, right in front of the Pena bench. Here comes Charlie Lett back into the lineup. Jessica Etter leaves for Pena. Litchfield down by four here in the second quarter. Gets the ball into Painter. Underneath for Sisson. Knocked away. Picked up by Charlie Lett. That's turnover number seven by Litchfield. Lett, top of the key for Painter. As Litchfield settles back in that 2-3 zone. Here's Funneman. Right side of the key into the left corner. Off to Schoonover. Gives it back out front. Oops, somebody moved. Nadine Vaughn was out front when Schoonover threw the pass, and then Nadine took off. And an over-and-back violation against Pena. That's their fifth turnover. Ball back to Litchfield. 6.5 to go first half. Litchfield down by four with a basketball. Here's an entry pass down toward the direction of Sisson, but it's knocked away, and Pena picks it up. A long pass to Schoonover. Steps up, puts it up off the glass. Too much. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Litchfield. Last touch in there by Allison Allen. A 12-8 Pena lead. Litchfield with the ball. Facing pressure in the backcourt. Anglin's going to bring it across midcourt, and it's called for palming the basketball. There was one high bounce as she crossed midcourt. Timeout on the floor. 6:08 to go, first half. Pena 12, Litchfield 8. Back with more in 40 seconds.
Hi, this is Don Redeker with Sloan Implement Vandalia. Tax season is here. Take advantage of our present tax laws and keep some of your hard-earned income. Contact Sloan Implement for any equipment changes that you may need. That's Sloan Implement at Carlinville or our new location in Vandalia.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yo, tow truck!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Litchfield comes out with it. Shelby Smith into the front court for Litchfield. Litchfield down by four. Now a bad pass by the Purple Panthers. And Payne takes it down the other end. A long pass to Charlie Lett underneath, trying to hit Allison Allen. And it went right through her hands into the hands of Rachel Yeager of Litchfield, who goes in for a left-handed layup. And boy, she put on the afterburners that time. 12-10, Tana with a two-point lead in the basketball. 5:22 to go in the first half of play. Here's Lett, a bounce pass to Funneman in the right corner. Back out to Charlie Lett. Lett near the right elbow into the left corner to Schoonover. She takes one dribble, 15-footer, good. Schoonover with 8 points. 14-10, Tana with the four-point advantage. Litchfield with the ball, 5:04 to go, first half. Smith into the front court. Shelby dribbling out in the center jump circle. Dumps the ball off to Whitney Anglin as the Purple Panthers have spread the floor here a bit. Here's Yeager. Gives it out to Painter. Morgan open for the tray. It is short. And the rebound pulled down by Nadine Vaughn. Out to Charlie Lett. Here comes Painter. Painter leads by four, 14-10. Lett, oh, nobody shut her off. And she went right down the lane, laid it up, and drew the foul. Tori Sisson gets the foul. Her first, team's first. Charlie Lett, with her first bucket of the night, makes it a 16-10 lead now for Painter. She'll get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play with a free throw here. Sisson out, Anglin out, Smith out, Grossenheider back in, along with Stephanie Luttrell, and who else came back in? I think Taylor Niehaus, yep. In the meantime, Charlie Lett of Pena misses the free throw, and the rebound pulled down by Stephanie Luttrell. Here comes Litchfield into the front court, Grossenheider, right sideline, a skip pass out to Painter. Morgan backing in, working off a pick, comes back out front to Niehaus. Back to Yeager, looks for a cutter. Across it goes to Luttrell, and she drives right into the lane. He gets knocked down, and Allison Allen will get the foul. For Pena, her first, team's fourth. Out of bounds for Litchfield on the baseline. Here comes Shelby Smith back in, replacing Morgan Painter for Litchfield. Litchfield inbound on the baseline. Trigger man will be Stephanie Luttrell to Shelby Smith. 10-footer, edge of the lane, good! Shelby Smith with a half a dozen. That cuts the Pena lead down to four. It's 16-12. Pena with the lead, the ball in 4:09 to go, first half. Here's Funneman, right side, free throw line extended. Back out front to Charlie Lett. Swing it around to Allison Allen, into the corner to Schoonover. She's had 8 points tonight. Here's Lett, down the lane, puts it up off the glass. Good! Oh, what a terrific move by Charlie Lett! She was falling down, shoved it off the glass with one hand. Pena leads by 6, 18-12. 3:45 to go, first quarter, or first half. Here's a pass from Shelby Smith, banged off the backboard. Comes into the hands of Charlie Lett. Feeds down to the corner to Schoonover. She'll drive, pull up, 6-footer, no good. Rebound, Nadine Vaughn, put back, good. Nadine Vaughn's first bucket. And now Pena has extended their lead to 8 points at 20-12. 3:22 to go in the first half. Litchfield with the basketball. It's Taylor Niehaus out front. Around to the right side to Stephanie Luttrell. Through her hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 11 by Litchfield. Whitney Anglin back in. Rachel Yeager is out. Again, Litchfield playing without Kelsey Going, who was averaging 24 points and 9 rebounds a game for Litchfield. Dana with the ball and an 8-point lead. 3:09 to go, first half. Here's Lett at the point. Around to Nadine Vaughn, into the corner to Schoonover. Looks for a cutter inside. Comes back out front to Charlie Lett. Brings it around to Funneman. Ashley into the corner to Nadine Vaughn. Back out to Lett. Now left corner. to Schoonover. Allie Schoonover back to Charlie Lett. Drives in, out to Futterman for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Niehaus and a reach-in foul on Charlie Lett of Tana, her first team fifth. Out of bounds for Litchfield near midcourt. And coming out, Nadine Vaughn coming in for Pena, Alyssa Waddington, the 5'11 junior. 2:42 to go, first half. Pena leads 20-12, Litchfield with the basketball. And here's a pass to the right side to Stephanie Luttrell, but Stephanie didn't see it coming. Turnover number 12. She kind of got turned around, I think, trying to get away from her, the person who was guarding her. And the ball goes back to Pena. Pena with an 8-point advantage. Here's Funneman right side. Get pass to the left corner to Schoonover. Double teamed in the corner. Now the ball out of bounds. Going to belong to the Purple Panthers of Litchfield. Turnover number 8 by Pena. Now it comes Anglin, and into the contest, Amanda Nevins, the 5'5 freshman. Trying to help out at the guard spot. Here's Niehaus out front with the ball. Into the front court. Double teamed by Pena. Tied up. Jump ball. She ran right into that trap. And the ball is tied up. And for a break for the Panthers of Litchfield, they'll get it back on the jump ball. Here's Niehaus into the front court. Left corner to Grossenheider. Shayla, skip pass across to Stephanie Luttrell. Going to pop the three. Good! Luttrell from outside the arc. Hits the bucket. That makes it 20-15. Litchfield cuts the lead down to 5 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Funneman for Pena. Feeds into Lett. Charlie banks it off the glass on a nice move down the edge of the lane. And a foul called underneath against Pena as Waddington came over the back. That is her first team six out of bounds for Litchfield as Nevins will come out. And now Whitney Anglin will come back in. It's a 5-point Pena lead at 20-15 with a minute 50 to go in the first half. Anglin for Litchfield. Gives the ball off to Niehaus into the front court. Now to the right corner. The ball knocked out of bounds by Alyssa Waddington of Pena. And Litchfield will inbound in front of the stage area. They try to go right into Grossenheider. But Allison Allen read that pass and intercepted it. Back comes Pena. Lett off the Funneman. A long three from the left side. Good! Funneman with her third tray of the night. She's got 9 and it's 23-15. Pena. 90 seconds to go, first half. Litchfield with the ball. A give and go from Anglin to Shelby Smith. Back to Anglin, thrown out of bounds. Turnover number 14 by Litchfield. Morgan Painter back in. Stephanie Luttrell out for Litchfield. And the ball will belong to Painter in the backcourt. As they found that the net had been caught up on the rim on the Painter end of the floor, so they had to take care of that first, they being the officials. So 80 seconds to go, first half. Painted with a 23-15 lead in the ball. Funneman into the right corner to Charlie Lett. Lett gives it back to Waddington deep in the right corner. She fakes, drives in, puts it up, no good. Rebound Morgan Painter for Litchfield. Morgan into the front court. Out front to Grossenheider. Off on the wing to Shelby Smith. Quick 15-footer, doesn't go. Waddington the rebound for Painter. Less than a minute to go, first half. Lett from the right elbow. Feeds across the fundament. Another long three. Short. Rebound battle for Waddington with it and a foul on the floor. Again, Shayla Grossenheider of Litchfield. Her first team second. Out of bounds for Pena on the baseline. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Pena with an 8-point lead, 23-15. And the Panthers, I think they're going to bring Waddington out. As Alyssa is shaking up momentarily. She collided in there with Shayla Grossenheider. And Coach J.R. Berduris walks out on the floor. Starts talking to her. And Nadine Vaughn will come in and replace her. And it looks like she's just trying to catch her breath here. Don't forget, we've got another game coming up tonight here on FM 106. And on the internet at WSMIRadio.com. Southwestern will be at Carlinville. That'll come up right after this broadcast tonight here on FM 106 as Waddington will get a nice round of applause as she walks off the floor under her own power. So Pena will inbound the ball on the baseline, leading by 8 with 45 seconds to go in the first half. trigger man Charlie Lett. Into the right corner to Funneman. Drives into the edge of the lane, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound, Vaughn, put back, no good. Rebound by Funneman, kicks it out to Lett. Charlie's going to pop the three, no good. Big battle for the rebound, loose on the floor. Shelby Smith comes out with it for Litchfield. Half minute to play, first half. Litchfield with the ball down by eight. Smith down the lane, lost a handle on it. Now it's picked up by Pena. Back comes Pena. Charlie Lett at the top of the key for Pena. Around to the right side to Nadine Vaughn. Feeds inside to Allen. Allison turns, shoots, and scores. Allison Allen's first bucket tonight. That's hard to believe, isn't it? 25-15, Painter with a 10-point lead. 10 seconds to go, first half. Litchfield with the ball. Painter to Niehaus. Grossenheider drives in, and now we've got a foul called on Nadine Vaughn of Painter. Vaughn will get her second, team seventh. And Shayla Grossenheider will be at the line to shoot the one in bonus for Litchfield. A 25-15 lead for Pena. 1 second remaining in the first half. Grossenheider's free throw is good. Shayla now with 5 points tonight. Makes it a 25-16 game. So Litchfield cuts the Pena lead down to nine. Vaughn is out. And quickly, Jessica Harbert will come in for the final second of play. Second toss by Grossenheider. Good. 25-17, 1 second to go, and that's it. At halftime here at Litchfield, it's Pena 25, Litchfield 17. We'll come back with some halftime stuff for you from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School right after these messages.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Almond Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidle, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Roby Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon is the place to go for all your holiday needs. Find Hallmark cards, box cards, and more at Save More Pharmacy. Plus, Save More's one-hour film development center and Sony Picture Station are ready for all your pictures, regular and digital. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the north side of the Square in Verdon.
Farmer-owned Prairie Farms Eggnog is back in your grocer's dairy case for the holidays. Made with fresh eggs and the freshest milk. To make your eggnog even more special, whip some farmer-owned Prairie Farms cream. Gently fold it into the cold eggnog and top with a sprinkle of nutmeg or cinnamon. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Hillsborough Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsborough Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsborough. Call 532-6751.
Ladies, this might be the most important commercial you hear all season. Stop by your local McKay Napa store and pick up a gift that your man will really use. This season we have great Christmas deals on tool sets, all types and sizes, air compressors, bed liner kits, car vices, and we have many, many more great gift ideas. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Toad back at Litchfield High School. Halftime of our first game of the twin bill tonight as Pena has a 25-17 lead over Litchfield. Game number two has Southwestern at Carlinville. Tim Mize will have a call on that game. A boys doubleheader tomorrow night. Litchfield is Southwestern. Hillsborough at Lincolnwood. That coverage begins at 7:30 tomorrow night on WSMI FM 106 and on the internet at WSMIRadio.com. So it's an 8-point lead for Pena over Litchfield in this girls' basketball battle tonight at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. We'll take a break and come back with more from LHS in just a moment.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Tarkett, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Listen for exciting high school. WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School as the fans are being entertained here by the Litchfield Pep Band under the direction of Mr. York. And boy, are they doing a great job tonight. They just got done playing a rousing rendition of the theme from Hawaii 5-0. And they sounded pretty darn good. That's just one of those aspects that you don't often hear about during our broadcast, but a lot of high schools, of course, have their pep bands performing, and gives an opportunity for more students to get involved in extracurricular activities. Here at high school, basketball on FM 106, our girls' doubleheader tonight. At the half, Pena leads Litchfield 25-17. Pena jumped out to a 9-0 lead over Litchfield, and Litchfield battled back to make it a 9-8 ball game at the end of the first quarter. Then Pena outscored Litchfield 16-9. In that second quarter of play to take a 25-17 lead here at the half. As far as scoring totals are concerned, first off for Pena, 8 points from Allie Schoonover, and she had the first 6 points of the ballgame for Pena. 4 points from Charlie Lett, 2 from Nadine Vaughn. Ashley Funneman has hit 3 threes tonight. She has 9 points. 2 points from Allison Allen. Quarters of 9 and 16 for their total of 25. Pena 0 for 1 from the charity stripe. 8 turnovers in the first half. For Litchfield, the Panthers of Litchfield were plagued by 15 turnovers in the first half. 2 points from Rachel Yeager. 6 from Shelby Smith. Shayla Grossenheider with 6. 3 from Stephanie Luttrell. Quarters of 8 and 9 for the total of 17. Purple Panthers 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. Of course, we mentioned early on, the Purple Panthers playing without Kelsey Going tonight due to an injury. She was averaging 24 points and 9 rebounds a game, so kind of a makeshift starting lineup for Litchfield. But when somebody gets hurt and has to sit out, it's an opportunity for somebody else. And the other players on the Purple Panther roster have had their opportunity here tonight. Pena has an 8-point lead here at the half. We'll take a break. Come back with more from Litchfield High School right after these messages.
UJ's Corner convenience stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis, open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home.
Hi, this is Brad Voll with Shipman Elevator Company. We now have the ability for on-the-farm contact to address all of your grain marketing needs. Call us with any questions or to set up an appointment at 618 729 618-729-9009. 618-729-9009.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Member FDIC.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Third quarter underway, Painter with an eight-point lead and the basketball. Out top of the key is Allison Allen, swings it around to Jessica Etter into the right corner to Charlie Lett. Litchfield in a 2-3 zone defense. Comes back to the near baseline, now back out front to Etter. Lett's open for the tray, and it is no good. Rebound by Morgan Painter on the weak side. Out to Rachel Yeager. Back come the Purple Panthers of Litchfield. Here's Yeager down to the baseline. Brings it back out front to Painter at the top of the key. Hits Shelby Smith in the lane. Shelby goes up, has the ball stripped away. Painter comes up with it. Etter feeds across to Schoonover, who stops, puts it off the glass and in. A nifty little move from Allie Schoonover. She's got 10, and that's the lead for Painter, 27-17. 7-12 to go, third quarter. Litchfield with the ball. Down on the baseline, the pass assisted, intercepted by Etter. A long outlet pass to Schoonover. Her shot blocked away, tied up underneath. Jump ball is going to belong to Litchfield. And now Coach Bob Allen signals for a timeout. So we're just about a minute into the third quarter of play. Painter with a 10-point lead, 27-17. Back with more in 40 seconds.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Shine Shop in Litchfield, Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Garrow's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, the Verdon Dairy Queen, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair, Baker Custom Homes and Building in Litchfield, and by Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Shelby Smith with a quick shot on the baseline for Litchfield. No good. Gets a rebound. Tries another shot. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Paina. Paina leading by 10. 6:38 to go, third quarter. Paina with the basketball. Here's Lett in the left corner. Comes back out near the free throw line extended. A bounce pass to Allison Allen in the left corner. Back out front to Schoonover. Around to Jessica Etter. Etter, one dribble into the right corner to Charlie Lett. Lett comes back out on the wing, top of the key to Etter. Back to Lett, taking a look inside, looking for somebody flashing across the lane. She had Allison Allen, and Allison's called for double dribble. Turnover number 9 by Paina. Good job by Litchfield to close down that lane as Allison got the ball. So Litchfield with the basketball, facing full court pressure. Here's Yeager. Across the midcourt stripe off to Tori Sisson. Her pass deflected away, but Smith picks it up. Feeds off to Painter. Morgan with the layup and gets it. Morgan Painter's first bucket tonight for Litchfield. 27-19. Painter with the lead and the ball. 5:48 to go, third quarter. Here's Lett, right side of the key. Holding the ball over her head, a bounce pass into the corner to Jessica Etter. Etter back out front to Lett. Reverses the ball to the left side, off to Schoonover. She's open, 15-footer, good! Allie Schoonover with a dozen tonight. 29-19, painted by 10 again. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Yeager into the front court for Litchfield. Drives down the lane, goes in, and has the ball knocked away. She was headed for the layup, and the foul that time called against Nadine Vaughn of Paina, her third, team's first, two free throws for Rachel Yeager of Litchfield. And Rachel's first toss is no good. So the score remains Tana 29, Litchfield 19. 5:19 to go in the third period. Next toss by Yeager is nothing but net. Rachel with three tonight. 29-20. And 9-point advantage for Pena. Pena with the basketball. Schoonover. Left side on top of the arc. A bounce pass into Allen. The ball was deflected away. There was a lot of white shirts around there. And it's tied up as the ball popped loose on the floor. Jump ball is going to give it back to Pena on their baseline. Charlie let the trigger man. Pena will line up four across the baseline. Comes into the left corner. Schoonover a three. In and out. No good. Yeager the rebound. Rachel double teamed in the backcourt. Gets it to Tori Sisson. Now to Whitney Anglin into the front court to Shelby Smith. Shelby, a skip pass back across to Yeager. Rachel for three. It is no good. Rebound Smith, the putback. No good. Rebound Nadine Vaughn for Pena. Etter, a long pass down to Schoonover. Stops, pops, and scores. Schoonover with 14 tonight. 31-20. Pena by 11. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Litchfield now loses the ball out of bounds. As the pass from Yeager was a little bit low to Whitney Anglin, it rolled off Whitney's foot and rolled out of bounds. Turnover 18 by Litchfield. Into the contest, Ashley Funneman. For Pena, replacing Nadine Vaughn. Ashley had three trays in that first half. And it's an 11-point lead for Pena, their biggest lead of the night. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Schoonover. Back out. Now goes to the right corner to Jessica Etter. Drives the baseline. Feeds it across to Schoonover, who drives to the edge of the lane. Puts it up. No good, but drew the foul. And Allie Schoonover will be at the line to shoot two. Foul that time called against Whitney Anglin of Litchfield. Her first, team's first. And Schoonover to shoot a couple of free ones for Pena's Lady Panthers. Lead by 11, make it 12. 15 points for Schoonover. Anglin out, Painter out, Sisson out, Rosenheider in, Niehaus in, Kiana Bates, and 5'5 junior in for Litchfield. 32-20 is Painter's lead. 4:16 to go, third quarter, and the second free throw attempt for Allie Schoonover, the 5'7 sophomore, is around and out, no good. Shayla Grossenheider the rebound. And back come the Purple Panthers of Litchfield. Shelby Smith, a long pass down to Shayla Grossenheider. Off Shayla's hands, out of bounds. Turnover number 19. And the ball back to Pena. Game two tonight, Southwestern at Carlinville. Here on WSMI FM 106. And through the services of Network One Sports. On the internet at WSMIRadio.com. Schoonover. Left baseline, out front to Lett. Charlie down the edge of the lane, dumps it back across to Schoonover on the left side of the lane. Back out front to Allen. Around to Funneman, down on the low block. They go to Lett. Back to Schoonover, left side. She drives in, puts it off the glass. What a great job of moving the ball around for Pena. 17 points for Schoonover, 34-20. Pena with a 14-point lead with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Kiana Bates arches one high off the glass with a shot from inside the lane. No good. Back comes Pena. They push it up the floor. Here's Etter, 17-footer, short. Rebound, Allen. Allison dumps it back out to Etter. Around to Funneman for three. Good! Ashley Funneman has just hit her fourth tray of the night. She's got a dozen, and it's 37-20. Pena has opened up a 17-point lead over Litchfield. 3:08 to go, third quarter. Now Shelby Smith hits one from the wing. Smith with 8 points tonight. And timeout on the floor. 3:05 to go, third quarter. There's timeout on the floor. Your score, Pena 37. Litchfield 22, back with more in just after this one message.
You tuned into the game for great sports entertainment, but where do you turn for quality banking services? Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Take advantage of the full range of products and services that are provided by local people at Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
And for our broadcast schedule and podcast of all of our high school sporting broadcasts, you can go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them at your leisure, or you can download them for free. Put them on your iPod. Pena with a basketball, a 15-point lead in the 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Schoonover in the left corner. Back out front to Charlie Lett, Etter. Etter right side of the key, back out to Lett. Letch, couple of dribbles, back to Schoonover. As the Purple Panthers in a 2-3 zone defense. Here's Schoonover in the left corner, back to Charlie Letch. Back to Schoonover, underneath now for Jessica Harbert, who's checked in. Gives it back to Schoonover. Her 15-foot jumper on the baseline doesn't go. Rebound by Groschenheider for Litchfield. Now to Shelby Smith. Here comes Shelby driving all the way down the floor. Lost it out of bounds. Turnover number 20 by Litchfield. 37-22. And now they're going to give the ball back to Litchfield. As the other official, the trailing official, came in and said actually he had a better view of it as the ball was deflected off of one of the Tana players. So Litchfield gets it on the baseline. Groschenheider gets it into Smith. Now it's stolen away by Jessica Etter, who races in for the layup and missed it. The rebound pulled down by Funneman. Her putback no good for Tana. Stolen by Charlie Lett. Stolen away by Kiana Bates. From Kiana Bates, and Lett gets the bucket. She's got six tonight. 39-22, Pena with the lead. Here's a three-point attempt. Good! From the left wing by Stephanie Luttrell. Steph has six tonight. 39-25, Pena with a 14-point advantage. A minute 50 to go, third quarter. Pena with the basketball. Here's Etter. Out to Charlie Lett. Back to the left corner to Schoonover. Schoonover looks down low to Funneman. The shot off the glass from right underneath is good. Ashley Funneman with 14 points tonight. 41-25. Pena has the lead. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Litchfield with the ball. Smith passed to Luttrell. Caught Stephanie falling out of bounds. And it's thrown away for the 21st time tonight by Litchfield. Pena with the ball. Here's Funneman with it. Back out front to Etter. Off to Schoonover. Open for three. No good. Picked up off the floor by Harbert. And the ball knocked out of Jessica's hands. It'll belong to Pena on the baseline. Niehaus out, Bates out, Englund and Painter back in for Litchfield. And Harbert is out. And who came back in for Pena? Allison Allen, I guess. Here's Schoonover in the left corner with the ball. Had it knocked away. Starts to dribble again. Back out front. Now inside to Allen. Allison is fouled going up for the shot, and she'll get a couple of free throws. Foul that time on Stephanie Luttrell of Litchfield, her first, team second. So Allison Allen shoots two for Pena. First toss is nothing but net. 3 points for Allison, 42-25. Allison's a 5'11 senior. Next toss is short, and the rebound pulled down by Shelby Smith of Litchfield. Smith pushes it up the floor quickly. Tries to get the ball to Groschenheider. Knocked away. Picked up by Pena. Lett gives it out to Funneman. Layup no good. Fouled in there by Whitney Anglin. Anglin will get her second. Team's third for Litchfield. Two free throws coming up. Or are they going to call it on the floor? They're going to call it on the floor. Okay. Fouled before the shot. So Smith is out. Sisson is back in for Litchfield. Funneman tries the three from the corner. No good. Lost out of bounds by Charlie Lett as she was battling in there for the rebound against Stephanie Luttrell. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Litchfield inbounds the ball in the backcourt. Litchfield down 42-25. Into the corner. Luttrell's going to try another three. This one no good. Rebound, battled for on the weak side, and Jessica Etter comes out with it for Pena. Quickly into the front court. Backdoor pass to Schoonover. Layup good, and she draws the foul. Allie Schoonover with a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is on Luttrell for Litchfield. Steph second, team's fourth. Count the basket for Schoonover. She has 19 now. That makes it 44-25. And Allie could make this a 20-point advantage for Pena. Free throw is missed, though. Droschenheider the rebound for Litchfield. Out to Painter, half minute to play. Into the front court, Englund. Englund, top of the key. Pena still in their man-to-man. Gets the ball over to Luttrell. Stephanie out front, and now a foul called against Funneman, a blocking foul. That's going to be her first. Team second, out of bounds for Litchfield with 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the Purple Panthers of Litchfield trailing 44-25 to Painter's Panthers. Here's Painter with the ball out front. Morgan spinning away from a defender, fakes the three into the corner. Now they feed it underneath the Sisson, edge of the lane, her left-handed shot doesn't go. And a foul on the floor. And the foul is going to be against Sisson. Torrey gets her second, team's fifth. Out of bounds for Pena with 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Inbound in the backcourt. Leading 44-25. Here's Lett to midcourt. Top of the key. 2 seconds to go. Schoonover, a three at the buzzer. No good. After three quarters of play here at Litchfield, it's Pena 44, Litchfield 25. Back with fourth quarter action in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Dan with Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Do you have a vision for your property? Let us complete your ideas by spring. Order now to take advantage of our lower prices for construction this winter. You'll get more building for less and move in by spring when you participate in Morton's limited time winter work promotion. Call us in Litchfield today at 324-2002 or go to mortonbuildings.com.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
J.F. Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, the Purple Panthers of Litchfield had possession of the ball. They drove down on the baseline and got tied up for a jump ball, and that gives it right back to Pena. It ends up being the 23rd turnover of the night for Litchfield. Pena with a 44-25 lead in the basketball, 7:40 to go in the ball game. Out front with it is Nadine Vaughn. They feed it off to Charlie Leto, and the baseline opened up for her, and Charlie just drove in and laid it off the glass. She's got eight tonight, 46-25. A 21-point advantage now for Pena over Litchfield. 7:20 to go in this game. Here's Shelby Smith for Litchfield. Off to Yeager. Rachel drives the baseline, feeds off underneath, and it's stolen by Nadine Vaughn of Pena. Out to Etter. Jessica, long pass to Lett. Charlie spins off the glass and in. 10 points for Charlie Lett. 48-25, the biggest lead of the night for Pena. 7 minutes to go in this ball game. As Anglin into the front court for Litchfield, off to Shelby Smith. Back out front to Anglin, a bad pass though, stolen by Lett. Charlie in for the left-handed layup, she gets it. 12 points for Charlie Lett. And a 50-25 lead for Pena. Pena has doubled up the Purple Panthers of Litchfield tonight. 6:40 to go in the game. Anglin underneath the Sisson. Pass deflected, pick up by Shelby Smith. She'll pop the 10-footer, no good. Rebound tipped to the baseline. Charlie Lett picks it up. Now it goes off the foot, I think. They're going to say it came off the foot of Charlie Lett, and it's going to belong to Litchfield. Yeager is out. And they have Shelby Smith. Litchfield has Smith, Sisson, Painter, Niehaus, Taylor Niehaus, and Whitney Anglin in there. Here's Painter with the ball. Left side. Moves in for the 15-footer. No good. Bounced around a couple of times and fell off the ball, knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to the Purple Panthers of Litchfield right underneath their own basket. A 50-25 lead for Pena. Litchfield to inbound the ball. Comes in on the sideline to Shelby Smith. Smith comes across to the right side. Off to Anglin. 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Charlie Lett for Pena. Leading the rush into the front court. Bounce pass to Jessica Etter. Baseline opens up. She drives. Fouled in there by Tori Sisson. Bucket didn't go. She'll get a couple. Sisson gets her third personal, sixth team foul. And two free throws now for Jessica Etter of Pena. 6:07 to go in this ball game. Pena leads it 50-25. And Jessica Etter, the 5'5 senior at the line, free throw good. Etter, a big contributor tonight. That's only her first point, but she has contributed big time on the floor with the ball handling, rebounding. There's a lot of things other than scoring. Next toss, right on the money. She's got two, and it's a 52-25 lead for Pena. 6:07 to go in this ball game. Litchfield with the ball. Taylor Niehaus out there. Around it comes. to Stephanie Luttrell. Steph, drive to the baseline. Falls down, trying to pass the ball inside to Shayla Grossenheider, who's come into the game. Shayla gets fouled underneath, and she'll be at the line for a couple. That foul is on Nadine Vaughn. That's going to be her fourth, team's third for Pena. And a couple of free throws for Shayla Grossenheider of Litchfield. Shayla's 5'11", a junior. Free throw is good. She has seven tonight. That makes it 52-26 as Vaughn will leave the ball game. And Jessica Harbert comes back in. Jessica's a 5'8 senior. Next toss is good by Grossenheider. 8 points for Shayla. That makes it 52-27. Dana with the lead, the ball, and 5:50 to go in this ball game. There's Charlie Lett out front to Allison Allen. Bounce pass back out to Harbert. Around to Lett, left side of the key. Looks for a cutter. Comes back out front to Schoonover. Right corner to Etter. Etter fakes, drives in, feeds off to Lett. Edge of the lane, off the glass, good. Oh, great ball movement again. Terrific ball movement by the Pena Panthers. Lett now with 14 points tonight. 54-27 Pena. Litchfield with the ball. 5.5 to go. Here's Smith. Tries to get back on a return pass to Niehaus. Intercepted by Charlie Lett. Comes down. Puts it off the glass and in. Lett now with 16 points. That makes it 56-27 as Pena is running away with this one tonight. 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Grossenheider out front for Litchfield. One dribble. Gets back to Shelby Smith. Smith puts it on the floor, lost the handle on it. It rolls back out front, picked up by Stephanie Luttrell. Luttrell picks up her dribble out near midcourt, gives it to Niehaus, back to Luttrell, down the lane, off the glass, the shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Amanda Nevins. Nevins falls to the floor. And the foul is going to be against Allison Allen of Pena, her second, team's fourth, out of bounds for Litchfield. Well, Smith is out. For Litchfield, Brianna Rogers, a 5'6 junior, is in. And Coach J.R. Bedur is making some substitutions as well. We'll catch up to Pena subs here in just a moment. Here's Rogers for Litchfield. Back to Luttrell on the right baseline. Comes across to Grossenheider. Shayla drives in. Draws the foul. Bucket didn't go. She'll get a couple. And the foul that time on Ashley Funneman. Funneman? Yeah. Funneman second. Team's fifth. Grossenheider to shoot two again for Litchfield. Free throw good. Shayla with nine tonight. That makes it 56-28. Pena has the lead. Litchfield's Shayla Grossenheider shooting the second free throw. 4:39 to go in this ball game. Next toss good. Shayla's hit double figures. She has 10. 56-29. Pena with the lead and the ball. Just a little over 4.5 to go in this game. Here's Nadine Vaughn with the basketball. Back out front to Jessica Harbert. Around to Charlie Lett. Back out front now to Hannah Funneman, a 5'8 sophomore. They give off to Jessica Harbert. Back out front to Nadine Vaughn. Down low to Harbert. Back out front, intercepted by Taylor Niehaus. Only the 10th turnover tonight for Pena. Niehaus in for the layup, and she gets it. Taylor's first bucket tonight for Litchfield. 56-31. Pena with the lead, the ball, and 4:05 to go in the game. Here's Lett into the front court. Bounce pass across to Nadine Vaughn. Nadine gets stuck out near midcourt, now needs a little help. Bounce pass, gives it off to Harbert. Jessica back across to Charlie Lett, and Painter resets. Bounce pass off to the right side of the key. Off to Vaughn, back out to the point to Harbert. Here's Lett looking underneath, the shot off the glass and in. Oh, Nadine Vaughn with the bucket. Here her second of the night, she's got four. 58-31. Quick, crisp passing by Painter tonight. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Luttrell, a runner from the baseline, gets stuck between the backboard and the rim, and that's a jump ball. And now the problem is you got to find somebody to knock it loose or get another basketball to knock it out. And that's what they're going to do. Kiana Bates in for Litchfield, and Taylor Niehaus is out. The possession arrow is going to give it to Litchfield. So the Purple Panthers will get it on the baseline. Trailing 58-31. Luttrell feeds underneath the Grossenheider from the left edge of the baseline or left edge of the lane. Somebody got a hand on the shot, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Litchfield. Charlie Lett will come out after scoring 16 points tonight, and Jessica Etter back in for Pena. Lob into Grossenheider out on the wing. Back out front to Kiana Bates for Litchfield. Back around to Brianna Rogers. Rogers fires a pass across on the wing to Luttrell. A long three. No good. Rebound Grossenheider. The putback is good. Shayla has a dozen tonight. 58-33. Dana with the lead. The ball in 3 minutes to go in the game. There's Nadine Vaughn with it. Back out front to Jessica Harbert. Etter back out front now to Hannah Funneman. Around to the right side. They give off to Harbert. Jessica dumps it back to Etter from 17. Good. Etter with her first field goal tonight. 4 points on the evening. 60-33. Pena in the lead. Litchfield with the ball. 2:35 to go in the game. Here's Amanda Nevins for Litchfield, the 5'5 freshman. Nevins out front with the ball. Picked up for dribble. Now she needs some help. Here's Bates losing the basketball. Picked up by Etter. Feeds across to Funneman. Hand off the glass and in. Funneman with her first bucket tonight. 62-33. Dana in the lead. Litchfield with the ball. 2:10 to go in this game. Bates with the basketball. Gives it off to Nevins. Amanda fires it back out to Luttrell. Steph right down the lane she goes. Banks it off the glass. No good. Nadine Vaughn the rebound for Pena. Panthers have 2 minutes to go in the ball game, and now a quick timeout called by Coach J.R. Berdurish just to get some players into the contest. As Vaughn will come out. Jessica Harbert will come out. Morgan Dressen comes in. She's a 5'8 sophomore. Also into the contest, Jessica Cash, a 5'11 junior. So Cash and Dressen report in for Pena. With 107 seconds to go in this game, here's Dressen with it out front. Around to the near side, stolen by Amanda Nevins of Litchfield. Amanda in for the layup, and she gets it. Nevins, first bucket tonight, 62-35. Pena with the lead, the ball, and 90 seconds to go in this game. As Pena will go to 8-1 on the year. Here's a lob down low in the direction of Jessica Cash. Knocked away. Picked up by Litchfield. Now Pena steals it right back. Down underneath. Bounce pass. A dribble by Jessica Cash. She'll put it off the glass and in. And Cash has her first bucket tonight. 64-35 Pena. 70 seconds to go in the game. Litchfield with the basketball. Bates feeds off to Grossenheider. Out to Luttrell. A quick three is no good. Rebound tipped. Picked up by Grossenheider. Back to Luttrell. Steph drives to the baseline. Tries to dump the pass off to Grossenheider. And the Panthers go turn it over for the 28th time tonight. We're down to 45 seconds remaining. Pena with a 64-35 lead in the basketball. Around to Ashley Funneman. Back out front to Hannah Funneman. Hannah gives it around to Etter. Jessica for three. Good! Jessica Etter with seven tonight. 67-35. Pena leading. Litchfield with the ball. 25 seconds to go in the contest. Bates for Litchfield. Around to Amanda Nevins. Cross the goers to Luttrell. Down the lane. Off to Brianna Rogers. She'll pop from the right elbow. No good. It's out of bounds. And it'll belong to Pena for the final 12 seconds of the ball game. As Jessica Etter will slowly bring it up the court. And Pena will come away with a win tonight. As Etter will just run the clock out. 67-35 the final. Pena defeats Litchfield. Back with a wrap-up in just a moment.
Drs. Alan Shiles and Arthur Curlin Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Drs. Alan Shiles and Arthur Curlin Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanshiles.com.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, the Pena Lady Panthers defeated the Litchfield Purple Panthers tonight, 67-35. Pena now 8-1 on the season, 2-0 in conference play. Litchfield drops to 6-1. For Pena, they took care of the basketball tonight and had multiple people in the scoring column. First off, let's check the Litchfield scoring. Rachel Yeager had 3 points, 2 points from Morgan Painter, 2 from Amanda Nevins, 8 from Shelby Smith. Shayla Grossenheider had 12, 6 from Stephanie Luttrell, and 2 from Taylor Niehaus. Quarters of 8, 9, 8, and 10. Litchfield, 7 of 10 from the line, had 28 turnovers in the ball game. For Pena, 19 points from Allie Schoonover all in the first three quarters, 2 points from Hannah Funneman, 7 from Jessica Etter, 16 from Charlie Lett, 2 from Jessica Cash, 4 points from Nadine Vaughn, Ashley Funneman with 14, and Allison Allen with 3. Quarters of 9, 16, 19, and 23. Pena was 4 of 8 from the line, had 12 turnovers in the ball game. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. I want to thank Tom Williams, who produced our broadcast tonight, and, of course, all of our sponsors. It was a three-game night here at Litchfield in the freshman game. Pena defeated Litchfield 54-41. In the junior varsity game, Litchfield beat Pena 44-34. And in the girls' varsity game, Pena defeated Litchfield 67-35. Stick around. Coming up in just a couple of seconds here, Tim Mize will be along with game two of our high school basketball doubleheader. Don't forget, for all of our broadcast schedules, you can go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. Once again, the final, Pena 67, Litchfield 35. I'm Terry Toth. So long from Litchfield High School.